What's up? It happened in August. August 25th, 1829. Martin Harris agreed to mortgage his farm to cover the printing costs of the Book of Mormon. 5,000 copies were printed in 1830. August 5th, 1953. President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970, broke ground for the Swiss Temple, now called the Bern Switzerland Temple. It was the first temple in Europe. August 1, 1973. The Japan Nagoya Mission and the Thailand Bangkok Mission were organized. August 2, 1985. The church released the first new English hymn book in 37 years. Translated into 21 languages, it's the one in use today.
Fun activity in Nigeria. Aaronic priesthood holders in the Abeokuta, Nigeria district gathered last year for an Aaronic priesthood commemoration activity. All priesthood holders and their friends were invited. Fathers and sons, brothers and guests enjoyed games and a dinner of jollof, a popular Nigerian rice dish. Symbolizing leader service, branch presidents served the meal. After eating, each attendee washed his own dish. "Go practice these skills in your own homes," the young men were advised. Hearts were touched as young men dramatized the event they were celebrating, the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood by John the Baptist to the prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery on May 15, 1829. As they followed President Gordon B. Hinckley's counsel to make the gospel and the church fun for the young people of the church, from an address given at Radio City Music Hall, New York City, New York, June 12, 2005, these Nigerian deacons, teachers, priests, and elders found great delight playing and serving side by side. True courage. One of the highest qualities of all true leadership is a high standard of courage, taught President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918. There has never been a time in the church when its leaders were not required to be courageous. Not alone courageous in the sense that they were able to meet physical dangers, but also in the sense that they were steadfast and true to a clear and upright conviction. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, page 106.
We all need guidance through life. We obtain it best from the standard works and teachings of the prophets of God. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Living by Scriptural Guidance, Ensign, November 2000, page 18. In a word, millennium. A millennium is a period of 1,000 years. In the church, when we speak of the millennium, we refer to the 1,000 years following the Savior's second coming, when Christ will reign personally upon the earth. 10th Article of Faith. The millennium will be a time of righteousness and peace on the earth, when all people will be good and just. Church members will be busy during this time with missionary and temple work. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan shall be loosed for a little season, that he may gather together his armies. They will fight against the hosts of heaven, led by Adam. Satan and his followers will be defeated and cast out forever. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 111 to 115. That's so cute. President Gordon B. Hinckley mentioned in a talk that he sometimes wished every girl had access to a sewing machine and training in how to use it. She could then make her own attractive clothing. Stay on the High Road, Ensign, May 2004, page 114. The young women of the Hayden Lake, Idaho stake decided to take the prophet's words to heart and started sewing. Every ward organized the resources, expertise, and time to help each young woman complete a sewing project. Most of the girls made skirts, but some chose to sew capris, aprons, quilts, sweats, even pajamas. Before this year's Young Women Meeting, the stake held a fashion show where the girls showed off their projects and talked about the experience. Bethany Wise, a Maya maid in the Hayden Lake First Ward, said her favorite thing about the project was learning she could do something she'd never done before. Having my grandma and mom help me was really fun, she said.
End of section. What's up?